Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Chair. Since it is the first time that I'm taking the floor, my delegation would like to congratulate you on your accession to chair the work of this GGE on lethal autonomous weapon systems. And we would like to also thank you for all of your efforts and your work to prepare a draft agenda that is detailed and provide guidance that structures our debate. And we are sure that your wisdom will ensure full success in our work. Now, my delegation aligns itself with a statement made by Venezuela on behalf of the NAM and other countries. Now, we do have some other concerns, and we would like to share some views in our national capacity. And I'd like to say the following, some particular points that are of special interest to us. The elaboration of international legally binding instrument aimed at the prohibition of the design, development, acquisition, testing, deployment, transfer, and use of lethal autonomous weapons systems is an appropriate step in order to ensure full respect of international law, especially international humanitarian law, but also to respond in an adequate manner to the moral and ethical concerns that are related to the use of such systems against human beings. As a result, we believe that immediate steps should be taken, for example, a moratorium in order to defer the development of such systems until that point when it becomes very clear on the basis of scientific literature that will be published, what is their contribution to operational effectiveness and their capacity to make judgments and ensure that there's distinction, and also to alleviate all other doubts related to the damage that may be caused by these weapons, and other delegations refer to them. We also believe the prohibition, the introduction of the concept of meaningful human control related to the process of laws is also a path to explore because it can facilitate the launching of negotiations on the basis of specific steps. In any case, it is crucial to ensure that all actions aimed at framing the issue of laws should take into consideration the potential advantages of technologies for the well-being of humanity, as well as the legitimate rights of developing countries to ensure technological and social economic progress. Finally, I'd like to express the wish that the work of this GGE this year will lead to the adoption of the recommendations aimed at specific measures that will respond to the expectations